Let's start again. My name is Brian. I'm from East Bay House Church. And before we start, why don't we open up with a word of prayer. Dear and Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for today, this morning, that, Lord, that we can just come to get and gather here in Solomon's Porch, Lord. That, Lord, that we can just start off day dedicating this time to you and just having our devotions here. Lord, I just pray that as we seek after you, as we, you know, go through this devotions together, Lord, that your presence is here and that you'll come and you'll speak to you and to each and every one of us, Lord. I pray all this in your precious name. Amen. So as we continue on with the One app, today we're on day 22nd. So right now we're just going to watch the video for the passage of Matthew 14, 1-36.
At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus, and he said to his attendants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they considered John a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for the guests and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl who carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and, beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me! Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed.
Now let's read through Ephesians 4:20-24. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, but to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in the true righteousness and holiness. Now let's, you can follow along as I continue on with the devotions from the app. There are two amazing miracles in our reading today. The feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on the water. Just before these amazing events, we see the very human nature of Jesus. Upon hearing the news of his cousin John the Baptist being beheaded, Jesus withdrew to a solitary place, Matthew 14:13. Jesus, the Son of God, needed times of solitude. It was difficult for Jesus to get away from the crowds, and he didn't live in Hong Kong. Take time in your spiritual life to get away from the busyness and enjoy the refreshment that Christ desires to bring in your life. So as I was preparing for devotions today, I felt like I wanted to share more on the Ephesians passage. And the more I dived into it, the more I find that's quite relevant to what we're going through now. So again, right, there's five verses in Ephesians. And if I were to summarize Ephesians, it's pretty simply like this, right? It's a mixture of verse 22 and 24. So it goes something like this. To put off your old self, and to put on a new self, right? Very simple. And as I was thinking about this, the illustration that came to mind was the changing of clothes, right? You're taking off something that's old, and you're putting on something that is new. So in a way, it's like we're taking something that has been in the past, we're taking that off, and we're putting on something that God had given to us, like in clothing that God has given to us. So as we think about this, or as I think about this, I think of it like there's a certain way that we need to live, and there's a certain way that we need to act, especially that we're Christ followers, right? There has to be a change. And it's quite obvious, right? When we talk about like putting on or taking off our old self, it's like we're taking off our old habits, whether that'll be practices, attitudes, even emotions of this world. And these things could be like lies, deceit, anger, slander, and so on and so forth. And we're supposed to put on this new clothing, right? To put on God's practices, his attitudes and emotions. So these could be like truthfulness, love, patience, righteousness, and so on and so forth. So when I was looking at verse 22 and 24, actually there's a lot of parallelism. And it's pretty much what we just talked about, but let's go through it really quickly. So we were just talking about old self and new self, right? Verse 22, old self. Verse 24, new self. Another parallelism, it would be corresponding to the formal manner of life, again, verse 22, whereas in verse 24 is corresponding to the likeness of God. Again, there's one about corrupted through desires, verse 22, 24, created in righteousness and holiness. And finally, the parallelism that I found was in verse 22, based on deceit, 24, it's based on the truth. So how do we go from this old self to new self? In other words, how do we bridge verse 22 and 24? So the obvious answer is verse 23, right? It's right in the middle of verse 22 and 24. So Paul writes it clearly that the bridge between the old self and the new self is to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. So when I was thinking about this, I had no idea what that meant. What does it mean to be renewed in the spirit of your mind? Well, luckily, there's a lot of passages in the Bible, right? And there are a couple passages in the Bible that I feel like can give us hint to how do we answer this question. In 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18, it reads, "So do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting our way, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Another passage that I found was Colossians 3:2-3. It reads, "Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." So as I was thinking about these passages and trying to answer that question of what does it mean when Paul writes in verse 23, simply it's really to set our eyes on God, to set our eyes on Him. It's to remind ourselves of His power, to remind ourselves of His promises. You know, we need to continually remind ourselves, continually renew our mind on what the spiritual and heavenly truths are. You know, there's a lot of things that we see right now, whatever we're going through, could be busyness at home, busyness at work, even fear of the future, anxiety. But as what Paul writes in verse 23, right, we need to continue to renew our mind. And to renew our mind, to renew in the spirit of our mind, and to do that, we need to keep our eyes on God. So as I ask P. Andrew to come up for worship, so why don't we just quiet down our hearts right now? You know, just take some time to do what is instructed by Paul. Paul asked us in verse 23, you know, he told us if we are Christians, if we're Christ followers, well, we are to put on our new self. And that new self requires us to renew our mind constantly. We're not supposed to just do it simply one time, but every single day, constantly renew our minds so that we can battle what we see today. You know, we can battle what we see, whether it's, you know, COVID-19, the disease, or the protests, even all the business that we're going through now. Like, we have to remind ourselves that God is good, that God is love, and that He has the power to do all things. Our Almighty God is an amazing God. And I think one of the things that just helps me to renew my mind is to be reminded of all the promises that He have kept in the past and He will be keeping in the future. But yeah, so let's just take some time before we worship just to quiet down our hearts and to put on a new self, which God has already created for you.
My love.
Father, we pray for civil servants and those working for government. Help them to work for the common good rather than their own personal agenda. We pray for the growing impact of Christians in government. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take this time to go through our community prayer. Let's pray for those with cancer and undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Now let's pray for those who are sick and have yet to know Jesus. Now let's pray for those with infirmities. Now let's pray for those that are currently seeking a job. Just pray that that the Lord would just continue to provide for them and that they'll have astounding faith as they go through this process. Now let's go through a time of our daily prayer. First, let's pray for missions in China, SP Beijing, P. Hansu, and SPSH, P. Ricky, the Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, and the churches. next, let's pray for the board. P. Sam, P. Nate, Kiwan, Jackie, Connie, Sue, Ken, Marcus, Sandeep, and Monica. Let's pray for the fellowships here at SP, young adults, men's ministry, Monday morning prayer, Pure Desire, and for the women's ministry, the Wednesday lunchtime prayer. Next, let's pray for SP 2.0, for building and resources, a benefactor, and the Vision Fund. Now let's pray for house churches that are ongoing today. Blue Pool, Fortress, Lido, Lion Rock, New Conduit, TST, and Ventress. Now let's pray for Hong Kong. Dear and Father Lord, we just want to thank you again for this morning. Thank you for that reminder, that Lord, that we need to continue to renew the spirit of our minds, Heavenly Father, that it's not an easy task, knowing that everything that we see here on earth is not the truth that we follow. But Lord, I just pray that as we seek you, as we keep our eyes on you, that we continue to remind ourselves that your truth is our truth, spiritual truth is our truth. And that, Lord, that you just continue to just work in amazing ways and to speak to each and every one of us in ways that we recognize your voice, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, I just pray again as we just, you know, quiet down our hearts this morning, Lord, I just pray that we set our focus correctly, that we look at you and only to you, Heavenly Father. I pray all this in your precious name. Amen.